Over the next few weeks, we're going to take a close look at the mounting debt California faces in covering public employees' pensions. As reporter Ashley Gross explains, it was during the dot-com bubble of the late 1990s when California chose to make these benefits a lot more generous. It was a decision with lasting implications.
The end of the 90s was a time when a lot of people got obsessed with the stock market.
In tonight's Moneyline Movers, cash flow up 102.38.
In the Globe.com, which only traded one day, gained 606% on the week.
Stocks are moving and going up, 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 up.
That last voice you heard is Michael Lidke. He covers technology for the Associated Press in San Francisco.
It seemed like there was nothing, no correction. It was just like this intoxicating feeling coming across throughout the Bay Area.
Lidke says people were so excited about the internet that venture capitalists were shoveling money into e-commerce startups. And those startups spent on TV ads, showered employees with stock options, and hired big-name bands for parties. You might be wondering what the connection is between the B-52s and government worker pensions. Well, the California Public Employees Retirement System was riding high on the stock market boom. CalPERS is the largest public pension fund in the country, and it was doing so well in the stock market that state and local agencies were able to put less and less money into the fund. That, plus political change in Sacramento, opened the door to boosting pension benefits.
I was the first Democratic governor in 16 years.
Former Governor Gray Davis. He came into office with support from public sector unions. And he says when CalPERS pushed for a bill that would let state workers retire at younger ages with more money, it seemed reasonable.
Most of the people that I care about, the nurses, the firefighters, the teachers, didn't fare very well over those 16 years. So if there was a way in which I could compensate them and we could afford it, I wanted to do that.
Could the state afford it? CalPERS said yes. The agency passed around a brochure to lawmakers saying, don't worry, the burden won't fall to taxpayers. Stock market gains will cover it. Davis says he took that with a grain of salt, but overall, he thought the plan was sustainable.
When I looked at what happened in our economy over the preceding 5 years, and I got a sense of what was going to happen in Silicon Valley, it was very close to them, I really believed that we were on the doorstep of a very robust, lasting economy.
So in 1999, he signed the bill, SB 400. The new law boosted pension benefits as much as 50% for some state workers and lowered the retirement age. A highway patrol officer could call it quits at age 50. Local governments also improved their pension benefits. But of course, an economy built on companies like this.
Today, we're opening gifts from Pets.com.
Let me help. This dog loves the holidays.
Hit the skids not long after the bill was signed.
The dot-com failures continue to mount, especially...
It was the worst single-day point loss ever for both exchanges.
Public sector employees have continued to pay into the system. But with the dot-com crash and then the Great Recession, taxpayers have had to put about $90 billion into CalPERS since the year 2000. Even that hasn't been enough. The agency says it still needs more than $93 billion to strike even. Joe Nation is a professor of public policy at Stanford.
I think voters are starting to say, wait a minute, we keep raising taxes, where's it going? Well, to a great extent, it's going to public employee compensation and to pensions specifically. And I think at some point voters are going to say, not anymore.
Nation says one thing Californians should not count on is another stock market bubble to bail the system out. In Palo Alto, I'm Ashley Gross.